Puts us in complete shit.
We got a message. You were calling Jack, and I hit the phone. And I thought I'd see if there's anything I need to know about.
Oh, Lord, no. I didn't want to bother you. It was just that Jack had promised us to speak to you and let us know about the day in which you might be able to see these businessmen on this industrial payroll savings.
Yes, I okayed that. Jack, he wants to know what day we're going to see him on there in the students, the industrial savings thing. I okayed it last night.
I haven't set a date yet.
Well, he wants to. He wants to let him know. And he called you later this afternoon, Doug?
Yeah, if I have to run up to Boston. If he could just call my office and just say the date and the time, then we can begin to get to work to get telegrams out to these people.
That'll be wonderful. I okayed it last night. I just saw it and told them I would be glad to do it because it looked like they've added a good many people, doesn't it?
Yeah, so they're a hell of a good group, and they do good work for the government and give you a good chance to pat them on the back and have a good talk with them.
Now, am I going to need to see this fellow that Wilson's sending over here?
No, he's, I've seen him this morning. He'll probably go back tonight.
Yeah.
And it looks like they've told me that he didn't think they had any choice but to go ahead early next week and raise their bank rate, because today they, latest figure I heard, they've lost $160 million in one day, which is a record of some sort. And the day isn't over, and probably $200 million.
I didn't hear that. Jack, y'all quit talking. I'm trying to hear him. He's talking real low, and I'm hearing y'all. Talk a little louder, Doug. What'd you say happened today? They lost $160 million?
They lost $160 million at last count. No, though they're still losing some here in New York until the market closes, and it will probably wind up somewhere between 175 and 200, and they just can't take that sort of thing.
What'd they have, 300 left?
Yeah, and he is, it's his opinion personally that they have to go ahead, and apparently they had made arrangements. They usually do it on a Thursday. They made arrangements so they could do it earlier, and if necessary, and he's going back tonight after talking to the head of the IMF, Schweitzer, the head of the Monetary Fund, and we'll be spending the weekend with the Prime Minister, and he thinks they'll act on Monday or Tuesday, and then we'll ask the IMF probably for this increase after they've acted rather than in lieu of it.
Well, now, will that make us have to raise ours?
Not necessarily. It depends how high they go and what the after effects are. It will put us in a much more strained position, but the agreement we've got from the Fed people is that rather than act just because they'll act, they'll sit and wait and see what happens to the actual movements of funds, and not take any action unless they see that funds begin to move out of here.
What's your judgment on that?
It's very difficult to judge, but if they go to from their present 5% to 6%, I think we may be able to hold the thing. If they go all the way to 7%, I think the chances are that we may have to do something. Difficult thing to tell, though. We have arrangements with them, so we think we can sort of sterilize the effect on our movements out of here, but what the effect will be in the continent if they start pushing on us after they've pushed on the British, I don't know. We might get a situation where they sort of start pushing on the dollar.
Who else did he talk to besides you? Did he see Martin?
He's talking to Bob Rosa, and Martin is not here. He'll be talking just to me and Rosa and Schweitzer at the monetary fund.
What is his position?
He is the equivalent of Bob Rosa.
Uh-huh.
In their setup.
Have you? Okay, my friend, thank you. Jack will be in touch your office when we get back to the range. We're down at a college now.
Oh, hell, I didn't want to interrupt you.
That doesn't make a bit of difference, and I'll be seeing you, my friend.
Right. We'll keep you informed on what happens with the British.
Please do.
Right on.